Welcome to Muff. What a year. This is the Broncos 2025 season in review. Muffed!
68 sacks. The Denver Broncos defense got home 68 times in 2025. Number one in football. The 100th percentile of the entire league. Here's how Vance Joseph's pass rush rewrote this team's identity, what Bo Nix actually was when the lights got brightest, and the one weakness that finally caught up with Denver in January. 14-3, AFC West champs, the number one seed in the conference, a divisional round win over the Bills, and then a 7-10 heartbreaker at home to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. The 2025 Broncos smashed, they just didn't quite finish.
Let's set the table with the team numbers. Offensively, Denver finished at plus 53.6 in total expected points added. How much every snap added to their scoring chances across the season? 10th in the league, 72nd percentile. The defense was even better, minus 92.7 in expected points allowed. And remember, on defense, that big negative number is elite. 6th in football, 84th percentile. The schedule tells you this was a steady grinding team, not a boom or bust one. 11 of their 14 wins came by 8 points or fewer, the 33-32 thriller against the Giants in Week 7, the 13-11 dogfight at the Jets in Week 6, the 22-19 win over the Chiefs in Week 11. The third down rate backs it up, 42.7%, 11th in the league. This team stayed on the field, stayed close, and won the margins. Now let's talk about the passing offense. Denver threw for 231 yards a game and finished at plus 54 total passing expected points added, plus 0.08 per attempt, 9th in football, 75th percentile. Solid, not spectacular. Underneath the headline, Bo Nix's ball placement numbers were below the league bar, completion percentage of 63.4 against an expected 65.5, a completion percentage over expectation of minus 2.1, 28th among qualified starters. So how did the unit finish top 10? Volume, explosives, and one elite outside receiver. Cortland Sutton, 74 catches, 1,017 yards, 7 touchdowns, was the engine. Watch the week 3 game at the Chargers, down 10-0 late in the second quarter, 4th-and-2 from midfield, Nix to Sutton on a deep ball down the left sideline, 52 yards, touchdown. That single play added more than 6 expected points, and it tells you exactly what this passing game was. Not surgical, but big shot capable when Sutton ran underneath it. One real concern, Denver was sacked 23 times on 676 dropbacks, a 3.4% sack rate, 32nd of 32, the third percentile. The pass protection was the worst ranked unit in football by sack rate. They survived it, that's not a guarantee. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, split personality story. The team total 2018 rushing yards, 118.7 a game, 4.4 yards a carry, 16th in football. Total rushing expected points added came in at minus 9.3, 14th in the league, 59th percentile, functional, not dominant, but the arc matters. Through week 10, JK, Dobbins was the back, 153 carries, 772 yards, 5.1 a clip, and a rushing yards over expected of plus 161, 4th among qualified runners in the entire league. That's elite. Dobbins didn't appear after week 10, likely injured reserve, and the workload shifted to rookie RJ Harvey, who finished at 146 carries for 540 yards, 3.7 a carry, with a rushing yards over expected of minus 90.8. Same offensive line, very different output. The efficiency dropped when Dobbins went down, and you can feel it in the second half numbers. Next up, the pass defense. This is the headline of the entire season. Denver allowed 212 yards a game through the air and posted a passing expected points added allowed of minus 75.76, 94th percentile in the league. The engine was the rush. 68 sacks led the NFL outright, and 149 quarterback hits also ranked first. The 100th percentile third down stop rate sat at the 97th percentile. Quarterbacks did not breathe in this defense. The one nit, only 16 takeaways on the year, 24th in football, 28th percentile. The pressure didn't always convert into the ball, but when it did, it was a haymaker. Week 8 against Dallas, fourth quarter, Denver already up 20, Dak Prescott trying to climb back from the 11-yard line, Draymond Tillman picked it off in the red zone and ran it 36 yards. That one play was worth more than 7 full expected points on its own, and it captured the defense's whole identity. Relentless front, opportunistic when the rush met the route. And the run defense, quieter story, still good. Denver allowed 91.2 rushing yards a game, and a rushing expected points added allowed of -17, 63rd percentile. Above average, not elite, and steady week to week. Opponents average below the league norm per carry, and no single game blew up on them on the ground. The interior held up week after week, which is how you survive a year with only 16 takeaways. You don't let the run put offenses in easy down and distance. Solid, dependable, and a perfect complement to the league-leading pass rush in front of it. Muffed! Season MVP is Courtland Sutton, 74 catches, 1,017 yards, 7 touchdowns, and +45.6 in receiving expected points added as the one true outside threat that kept this passing game in the top 10. The thing to fix, pass protection. 23 sacks allowed sounds low until you see it ranked 32nd of 32 by sack rate, the third percentile in the league. Bo Nix took 70 quarterback hits behind that line, and that number has to come down.
That's the Broncos 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Broncos feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.